Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast, dedicated to teaching, sharing, and learning the game. Thanks for joining us on this Coach's Short. Barrett Krueger, Concord High School in North Carolina, breaking down his four defensive no-nos. The type of defense that if they implement these four aspects of the game, they know they're going to be sound defensively. They know that's going to lead to team success. He does a great job breaking down in this short snippet what those four things are. Be sure to check back on Friday for our complete interview with Coach Krueger as he really talks about how they implement a players first culture. Culture is a real buzzword right now, but to hear him break down and how he implements a players first culture and really being a family at Concord High School is a really cool thing, and I know it's going to help benefit you as well. Last thing, subscribe, rate, review. That goes a really long way. We put a lot of work into our Coach's Edge website, Coach's Edge podcast, and to let us know, hey, we're on the right track. You're finding this episode beneficial. Everything else that we do, we really, really appreciate it. Let's get to the show. I know you have a defensive focus. You have four defensive no-nos. Can you explain what those no-nos are for your program?
Well, yeah, my first year as a head coach, we fouled way too much. It was literally so bad. We had to go to zone. And I'm not a big zone guy, but I know sometimes you make just to change it up a little bit mid-game or whatever, just to throw something at the other team. But we could not play without fouling. So we said, no fouling. Don't let them blow by. Just do everything you can to stay in front. And so that was the biggest one. And then the second one, no paint touches. That's just what we're trying to do. We run kind of like a pack line, like Virginia runs, kind of man-to-man defense. We just want to make sure we keep everything out of the paint. Let's make them shoot a challenge jump shot. That's big. We don't want any uncontested shots. That's why we talk closeouts are so huge now. We work on those every day, getting that hand up, making sure we get a hand up on it, all shooters. And then the last defense thing, we got to get one shot and out. No offensive rebounds allowed. Let's get that ball and let's go the other way. I always felt like defensively, those were four real key areas if you're going to be pretty good defensively. And then I guess you throw in a fifth one. We really chart too what I call them turkeys. My brother-in-law Nick talked to you, and we're bowlers. And, you get three in a row, that's a turkey. That's what we're trying to do on a basketball court too. We keep chart of turkeys in the course of the game. So a lot of times that spurns runs and things like that if you can get those stops.
Yeah, three stops in a row. I love that. You mentioned working on closeouts so much, which is a big key to the way Virginia plays. And obviously as offense, you're trying to create as many tough closeouts as you can to be an effective offensive team. So are there any specific things that you do with your guys technique-wise to make sure they're really working on those closeouts correctly?
Well, yeah, we rep them every day. Yeah. We call them three sprints, three chops, and I better see two hands up.
Okay.
Three sprints, three chops, two hands up, and then to a distance. Way guys are now so skilled. I mean, everybody can really handle the ball and drive it. I just see that a lot. And so we're really just trying to, stop that from happening. We would rather have the challenge jump shot than obviously then getting into the paint 5-on-4. Now you're in a situation.
So are you, I'm trying to visualize this. So you're sprinting out, you're chop stepping, you got your hands up. Are you thinking, okay, take away initial catch and shoot and then come back a little bit to protect on the drive, or are you kind of staying in one spot on that closeout?
We're to a distance, arm's length, I guess, if that's what you're going to call it. We're to a distance. We want the two hands, because I always felt like by having two, you're taking away vision, whether it's a shot or a pass. I mean, out of the three things you can do with the ball, it's either shoot, pass, or dribble. So if we're taking away the two or the ball's up, I feel like we're at least defending that right away. But then once that ball comes down, hands are down, and now we're actively guarding to a distance, keeping them in front.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for checking out this Coach's Short with Barrett Krueger of Concord High School. Be sure to check back on Friday for our complete interview with him about building a players first culture. It's awesome stuff. His attention to detail with how they break down culture is really fascinating to me. Absolutely loved our interview with him. wish him the very best of luck. And again, a positive rating review goes a really long way. And hey, we're launching. We're launching the Coach's Edge in mid-October. So if you want to be one of a few coaches around the country that are going to be joining our current Coach's Edge members as we dive into the basketball season, stay tuned. Reach out to me, contact@KramerBasketball.com or @Coach's Edge1 on Twitter. If you have any questions about what our Coach's Edge membership looks like. Thanks for listening today. And as always, get after it.